So what's the development process been like? The game looks very, very different from last year. Plays much different.
Well, you know, every year we start by looking at last year's game. And usually there's a long list of things we wish we could do that we weren't able to get done. So we immediately start looking at those. We also look at all the consumer feedback and say, okay, well, what are people really excited about in the game that they want us to improve on? And what are things that they didn't like or would like us to add to the game? So really this, the start of it is with looking at how the product was received, how we feel about it, how our consumers feel about it, and then creating a big task of, okay, well, what's this next version of the game going to be? And one of the things we do at Visual Concepts is we always focus on gameplay, visuals, and presentation. That's really what we're known for. For us, that's what we feel is the heart of all game that's in the, you know, market. So that's really what we always focus on. And you know, when you play the game, you'll see it plays well, it looks great, you know, the presentation's improving year over year. So that's kind of the key for us.
I've seen a lot of, from the gameplay that I've played so far, I've seen a lot of attention to the minute details, the hair, the facial expressions during taunts, the clothing looks better. Is that something that you guys paid very, very close attention to?
Absolutely. I mean, we, a lot of the guys on our team, most of our team are diehard WWE fans. They have encyclopedic knowledge of this. They watch all the programming. And so for us, it's just as important as it is for the consumers to have this be as authentic as it can. There's limitations we have to deal with being on the game side, but, you know, we always want to get those details in there because that's really what ends up selling you into that experience and immersing you in that moment is all those details.
WWE games have been coming out for over 20 years. They all have their own little legacy. You go to a game and, oh, remember WWE, this one. How do you want this one to stand out a couple of years from now? How do you want people to look back on this game?
Well, I think for us, you know, now that we're working on this franchise, for us, we want people to talk about this game as kind of the point where they're really seeing our vision for how the product's going to come to fruition, right? And so, you know, we took the game in a very different direction gameplay-wise from where it had been in the past, and we really want, you know, this to be that moment where people are reflecting and go, oh, I really see what they're trying to do and I'm getting behind what they're doing. It's a different style of WWE wrestling, something that they hadn't had before. So I think, you know, for me, that's what I want people to do. I mean, the graphics are great, all that stuff. Those are all the other things that you have to hit. But for me, it's the gameplay and just the style and the fact that it now feels like you're watching broadcast. It feels like that could be a real match.
The story mode was a big cause for concern last year. A lot of people weren't happy with it. How is it different this year?
So by you mean the showcase mode?
No.
Career mode?
Career mode, I'm sorry.
All right. So career mode I can't talk too much about right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have career mode this year. It's been expanded, and it's a much deeper experience. So what we have explained is that, you know, you start out in NXT and go all the way, your goal is all the way to the Hall of Fame. So it's a much longer, deeper, richer experience. We've added more personality into it as well. So who you are, how you interact. How you have rivalries with people has changed. Mm-hmm. And just one of the things we have told people is that there are going to be stuff like post-match interviews where you can actually let your personality come out and affect kind of the course of your career.
What's your favorite new gameplay addition in this year's version?
Oh, I know it's hard. So hard. You know, I think one of the changes we made, and it's kind of a subtle thing, but it really does drastically change the overall game, is the improvements to the reversal system. You know, going to the limited number of reversals that recharge over time, having major and minor reversals, really does change the psychology of how you approach it. And when I watch people play and I play, I realize I'm thinking about what I'm doing now in the match and like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to try and reverse every second of every game. I'm going to wait. I'm going to take a little bit of damage. And so the matches now have a much better ebb and flow back and forth, just like you see on programming.
Was there a lot of community feedback in terms of the pinning system? You guys changed it. It's beautiful now. It changes, like, depending on the pin. How did that happen? How did you guys change the pinning system?
Well, you know, we look at our game and figure out what we don't think is good. We absolutely, you know, do a community feedback project every year. We listen to people. It was very clear most people weren't happy with the pinning system. So we spent a lot of time just analyzing, trying different things. That's, I'm not even going to tell you how many iterations, but that's many iterations down the road from where we started with the new pin system for this year. And it's something that, you know, we're going to continue to improve on too. It's not like that's it and that's the best we can do. We'll find ways to make it better as well.
Every year you guys get help from a lot of WWE superstars, Xavier Woods, Antonio Cesaro. Who's been like your go-to guy this year, and how have they helped the franchise?
Well, This year we had Finn Balor come up to our mocap studio. You know, he's an amazing new young talent in the WWE. And aside from just them having them at our mocap studio, which is great, having them do their own moves is amazing. And obviously Finn has a lot of really interesting moves, and his entrance is very special. Mm-hmm. And you can see it really pays off in the game. So that part's all great because it, you know, makes the game look great and play great. But the other part of it is we spend a lot of time in those days just talking with them and asking them about how they approach wrestling. Why do they do things at a certain time? And so we really do get a lot of, like, knowledge sharing about the psychology of wrestling and why and when they do different moves and how they progress through a match.
Last question. Bottom line, why should someone pick this up when it's released?
Why should I think it's the best WWE game to date. It's got the largest roster ever. Stone Cold. Can't go wrong there. I really think, you know, the feature set is very deep and rich this year, and on top of that, the gameplay has got to a really special spot. So I think that depending on who you are, there's going to be something for you. Whether you're a guy that likes history, there's going to be a lot of great historic players in there. If you're a guy that likes just get in dirty gameplay, the gameplay is really compelling. So I think it has a little bit for everyone.